Micah chapter 6. Listen now to what Yahweh says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, Yahweh's controversy, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. This is all the language of the courtroom, as if they're having a court case, and God is saying, okay, you think that I'm unreasonable, let's go to court together. And he says, my people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. So they were complaining, oh, well, it's all God's fault. Oh, he's given us his laws. They're just a burden. And he says, look, how have I burdened you? What have I done to you? Reply, I brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. My people, remember now what Balak king of Moab devised and what Balaam son of Beor answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of Yahweh. So then he's saying, look, I saved you. I have a purpose with you, and I led you out of the world, out of Egypt. And so it is with us if we think that God is unreasonable. He's not unreasonable. He has saved us and done so much for us. And now I think this is Micah's comment. How shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams, with tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my disobedience, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? So he's saying that God is not that interested in the sacrifices and the blood of animals. What he wants more than anything is justice, loving mercy, not just grudgingly being kind to somebody, but loving being like that, and to walk humbly with your God. All the time, God emphasizes the need for humility, and to walk in humility with God, that is the essence of it all. That sums it all up. Yahweh's voice calls to the city, and wisdom sees your name. Listen to the rod and he who appointed it. So you could say that the rod is like the punishment that came upon them. And he's saying, listen to the rod. See what God's trying to teach you. So when we have our chastening from God, well, it may be through ill health, it could be through things going wrong in life, listen to the rod. Listen to what God's trying to teach you, rather than just get frustrated with the issue, with the problem. Are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and a short ephah that is accursed? Shall I be pure with dishonest scales and with a bag of deceitful weights? So they used to do, if they sold something, they would sell, let's say, a kilogram of wheat or whatever they had, barley, flour, and to weigh that out, you had scales, and you put, let's say, a 1 kilogram weight on one side of the scale, and that was supposed to absolutely balance out your kilogram of flour or whatever. And so they made those weights a little bit lighter than a kilogram so that they could get away with getting the money they'd get for 1 kilogram of flour when they were only giving, say, 900 grams. But to be credible, it would have been a very small deception. And it's that sort of petty materialism, petty dishonesty that God so hates and he notices. God sees and knows all things. Rich men are full of violence, their inhabitants speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their speech. So again, you can see how God so dislikes dishonesty and the way people speak. It's those apparently smaller things that are big things to God. Therefore, I also have struck you with a grievous wound. I have made you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied. Your humiliation will be in your midst. You will store up, but not save. And that which you save, I will give up to the sword. You will sow, but won't reap. You will tread the olives, but won't anoint yourself with oil, and crush grapes, but won't drink the wine. So their life was going to be pointless. Working, 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 trying to save, and then losing what you saved, etc. And this is the life that people have in the world, although they don't like to admit it, but that's all what it is. this mad working, trying to get ahead of people around them, trying to get this, that, and the other, and it all comes to nothing. As Malachi says, you earn wages and put it in your pocket, and it's as if your pocket has got holes in it, and all the coins just bit by bit disappear, and you can't spend them. For the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab. You live by their commands, that is, not by God's commands, but by the commands of wicked men, that I may make you a ruin, and her inhabitants a hissing, and you will bear the reproach of my people.